Not only is it just a regular Tuesday, but it's also United Way Day here on KYMN Radio. And joining me now in the studios is the Executive Director of the Rice County Area United Way, Elizabeth Child. Elizabeth,
hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
We had Elizabeth came to me just a couple weeks ago, not very long ago, and had this idea of United Way Day. And boy, here we are. We put it together and we're doing it.
On
kind of short notice. Let's talk about this, though. You've just started back with the Rice County Area United Way after being their executive director back when it was the Northfield Area United Way. Right. You've had to kind of scramble to put some things together.
Well, we have a whole new, we're bigger, we're Rice County, but we've done it. Our campaign is up and running, and, Penny before me did a great job, so we're in a good place.
Yeah, Penny Hillman was the executive director before she left for another job, did a wonderful job, so I want to thank Penny for her years of service. But you've probably got a pretty good idea of where you're situated right now, as far as the pandemic has had such an effect on needs for just up and down the list of organizations that you serve.
Yeah. No, it's been huge for them. And I think, you just look at food, there's four times as much need for food shelves as there was a year ago. And I think the amazing thing is how the agencies have stepped up and collaborated. They've literally delivered food to people's doors and now they've opened up two new food shelves. So that's just one tiny corner of what's happening. It's happening in health. They've had to add telehealth and just everywhere they've had to make changes.
Yeah, it has been just across the board. And we are going to be talking with a number of the agencies that you partner up with and help fund throughout the day here on KYMN Radio. Our list includes Charlie Mandilli from Health Finders. He's going to be coming in about a little over an hour from now, and we'll find out. Health has been, I know that's one of the pillars of the United Way, but health in a pandemic, I'm sure they've been keeping pretty busy, and they've expanded their services too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Erin Bailey is coming in. She's Northfield's Community Education Director. She'll be on during the noontime hour. During the 3 o'clock hour, Melissa Glover with a company called KCQ.
Yeah.
That's an interesting company. So I never knew about
it. I kind of wanted you to interview somebody who you might not have heard of before and maybe introduce some of your listeners to something they didn't even know was happening.
It's a wonderful, it's really like a private nonprofit company that helps find jobs, connects people who have had mental health issues, developmental disabilities and such, find an employer.
Yeah, and train them and, and make them ready for employment, which obviously we all need right now.
Yes. Erica Staub will also be joining us. She's with Hope Center, which is a shelter down in Faribault for people who have had victims of domestic violence and such.
Yeah, it's more, they do advocacy. Yeah, they help people through the court system. And then they also partner with shelters. Yeah.
So let's talk about the United Way. You've got some exciting news in that we're going to be raising some money. We hope to raise some money today, and you've got some companies that are stepping up with you.
Yeah, we're really excited. You can basically double your impact today if you give. And so first of all, we have Rebound Partners, who's just been a great partner for us and is stepping up to offer a $1,000 match. So anybody within that range from $0 to $1,000, they'll match. And once we run through that, hopefully we'll get that $1,000. Then we have a board of directors match for about $1,500.
Wonderful. So your money goes twice as far today. Now, I know your goal this year is to raise, what, $400,000?
About $400,000,
Is that, you're probably still needing some to get to that point.
Yeah, we're still early in the campaign, so yes, obviously we need more to get there. And we've got time, but this is the big time of year to give.
It really is. Yeah. The holidays are coming in. A lot of people will be out doing their shopping and such. So take some money now, give it to some good causes, and then spend the rest on the Christmas if you'd like. But now's a real good time to get some
especially
money.
Especially with Thanksgiving, we really think about our gratitude for what's going on in our community.
There is, we mentioned five organizations, and these are all, these are good representations of the organizations that the United Way does help fund. But that's not it. Boy, you have... How many agencies?
There's a couple dozen agencies, yeah. And you know, they're all over Rice County, and some are small and some are, you know, ones you've heard of before, like Health Finders and Community Action Center, but some are small. You know, they just, you know, might be under $5,000 that we help. And they might be helping a very specific cause like child abuse or something very niche-y. And a lot of times people just don't know that those things are out there. And if you give to United Way, you have the opportunity to cover a lot of bases in this kind of foundational giving.
I recall the first time that I was on the board, you have panels that help advise the board of directors of the United Way on where to give the money to. There are a lot of organizations that will come and speak, and I think we had three organizations that day, and all three of them were ones that I hadn't heard of, yeah. You know, and they were from just a variety of very diverse missions that you would say, but some of them were to mentor kids, and I had no idea these things were going on.
Yeah.
So some real good stuff.
Yeah, it's totally amazing. So we, hopefully today we'll give you a little bit of a taste of that.
Yeah, let's tell us, how do you give?
How do we give?
Yeah, people are listening out there. What should they do?
Well, yeah. Oh, how to give? Yes. Well, today, of course, you can go onto our website, and that's just RiceCountyUnitedWay.org, and up in the right hand corner, there's a donate button. It will take you right to a giving site.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or you can, honestly, I'll give you my phone number and you can leave us a message if I'm not there, and we'll be happy to take your pledge. So, and let me give you that number too, in case you're a caller and not an internet person.
Okay. All right.
That's 507-664-3510. And we're a small organization, so if nobody's there, leave us messages. Jen, we'll get back to you.
All right. Well, we'll be hearing from those partner agencies throughout the day here today on KYMN Radio. We hope people can find it in their hearts to give and give generously, because this the money that they donate today will be matched, and it just goes to so many good causes.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff, for doing this. This is awesome.
It's our pleasure. We're glad to do it, and we're looking forward to the rest of the day. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air here, Elizabeth?
No, I just hope it's really a good learning experience. I mean, I just want people to kind of open their ears and hear what's going on, and I think they'll just be amazed at the work that these agencies do. They're incredibly, you know, the perseverance and how they've gotten through the pandemic and what they're doing and how they've even changed things for the better.
Mm-hmm. And boy, as we were talking before we went on the air here, you just walk down the street and go to the store, go about your day-to-day business, you see all these people, and yet really don't have any idea that the United Way has touches so many people's lives.
Yeah.
So many
yeah.
people.
Yeah, I mean, we say about 1 in 3 actually have benefited from some aspect of the United Way. That doesn't mean they're all, you know, homeless or having trouble with food. I mean, a lot of it is we help people be educated from, you know, birth all the way up to the time they get a career.
Mm-hmm.
So well, there's just a lot going on.
A lot of good stuff. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to talking with a lot of good people for the rest of the day. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Child, the Executive Director of the Rice County Area United Way.